Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here toll-free. 855-453 is our number, and we've got Skype as well. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, you've got me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And also, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you get to actually create the content on the website. You can submit news items, blog posts, funny stuff, videos, whatever you want, whatever URL you want to share with our listening audience. You submit it there at freetalklive.com via our Reddit-based system, and it's totally free to do that, as well as pretty much every other feature on the website. It's all free, so please go and enjoy freetalklive.com. It has been a big day here in Keene, New Hampshire, as the Supreme Court has now come down with their decision. Since September, it's taken them almost a year, a good three-fourths of a year, to come up to a decision on the Robin Hood case.
Now, this is the New Hampshire Supreme Court.
That's correct, the New Hampshire Supreme Court. Conan, Mark, what is the Robin Hood case? How would you guys best describe it?
The Robin Hood case is an attempt by the city, the people who call themselves the city of Keene, to prove their point that they lost a lot of money. Due to some activists here in the area who went and prevented fines from taking place. The city's a little butthurt.
Yeah, they probably lost at least $50,000 in revenue.
I'm thinking the one year it was 80. It came out to 80,000.
Yeah, I mean, conservatively 5,000, liberally 8,000 people were saved from getting parking tickets in downtown Keene. And the average person pays about $10, even though the ticket price is only $5. It doubles to 10 after like a week or two or something.
Late fees, and then it goes. Late fees get piled up on late fees.
Right.
And
so when you average it out, it's $10 a ticket is the average of what they take in from these things. And if they didn't get to write 5,000 tickets that they normally would have written, that's $50,000 mm-hmm. right there. So that was certainly the motivation, in my opinion, for the city of Keene filing the lawsuit all the way back in 2013. Now here we are, 2 years later, and we finally have a mostly complete decision by the Supreme Court.
Right. It started out as a buffer, creating a buffer zone to protect
50 foot.
To protect their employees. And then it turned into, when they started figuring out how much money was actually lost, they decided they wanted damages as well.
That's correct. They actually filed a second suit later on in the year looking for those damages. So it was funny because in the beginning, the city manager types and the attorneys were claiming that it wasn't
this has
about
nothing
the money.
To do with revenue. We right. are protecting our employees. Right. I hear that one of them accidentally bumped into one of the Robin Hooders. This could have caused an accident.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's
we should keep people off of the streets, the sidewalks. Government bureaucrats have fines to issue, for God's sake.
Right. They've already, of course, here in Keene, you've got to get a permit to actually put things on the parking lots because the business owners don't own the silly sidewalks out in front of their businesses. They got to get a special permit and mm-hmm. pay whatever that costs. There's a lot of control freaks out there, and most of them are in local government here.
And this has been a big story, by the way, not just here in Keene, New Hampshire, but you may have even seen headlines about Robin Hood of Keene in your local newspaper. AP has covered this. Major mainstream media like Fox News, ABC News, 2020, I don't think it was Good Morning America, not 2020, Good Morning America, Colbert Report. There's been so many different international foreign language media covered this story when the city of Keene initially filed
it. Did you call Colbert Report news?
Did I? No, I was. I didn't mean
coverage.
To.
Coverage. Let's call it coverage.
Coverage, yeah. But, I mean, we've had all manner of different coverage about this. And
by the way, it's mostly overall, it's mostly positive coverage.
Yes. The worst coverage we get is here in Keene from the Keene Sentinel, who I think in the headline today or in the paragraph below basically suggested that harassing the Supreme Court decided that harassing the city employees is legal, which, of course,
it's libelous is what it is.
It buys into this
idea.
No,
it doesn't buy into it. Harassment is a crime in the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Claiming that Robin Hooders harassed people when line, they didn't harass people, is libelous. And someone should sue the Keene Sentinel, and they should sue the city of Keene's officials that have called this harassment. Hmm.
That's an interesting idea.
Look, if the Keene Sentinel would have come out and said the Robin Hooders, the Supreme Court has found it is legal for Robin Hooders to murder the parking enforcers, well, everybody would be like shocked and upset. Well, this is what they've done, essentially, because it's a legal term. Harassment isn't something you can just throw around. There are synonyms for the word harassment that we use sort of in our real lives, like hassle, bother, annoy. You know, those kind of things. And I will say all those things are probably true at some point or another for the Robin Hooders and for the parking enforcers. They've been harassing and annoying, too.
Except harassment is, like you said, it's a crime. And there haven't been any charges.
No criminal charges for this whatsoever.
Accusations have come from Robin Hooders that the parking enforcers have gotten toughs out to beat them up. So it might be true that the parking enforcers have actually harassed the Robin Hooders,
right.
but not vice versa.
We watched a video last year. We covered in detail on Black Sheep Rising. There was a tough who chased down Garrett.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And he
attacked another guy.
Well, before this all happened, he went and had interactions with both of the parking, the meter maids. And it's
very
strange
coincidental.
That just 5 minutes later, yeah. Next thing you know, he's, you know, pushing people over on their bikes and he's chasing you down. I mean, it's very, very particular, very strange.
Absolutely. Yeah. Was very, very coincidental. So anyway, there's been a big decision in this case because, as I said, it went to the Supreme Court last year in September, and now the decision has been handed down. It was the only case that the court decided today, and so it's gotten some level of press coverage as a result of that. I was interviewed on NHPR, which is the New Hampshire Public Radio today. There was another local radio station that picked up the story, and also AP is doing a story. They're going to interview James Cleveland, who we've had on the show a number of times
Robin
in the past.
Hood.
He's also known as Robin Hood, and also had the mainstream media WMUR channel. That's the ABC News affiliate, the only kind of mainstream media affiliate in all of New Hampshire. They came out today.
You don't think NH1 is mainstream?
No, I mean like the big three kind of ABC, NBC, Fox, those groups. NH1 is more of an independent mainstream media.
When you said big three, you just listed off four things.
Yes. So, well, maybe I guess big four. Fox came in later, right? It was ABC, CBS, NBC, and then Fox later on, several years later. So, I think that's going to be probably, you know, the beginning of it. Hopefully we'll see some more coverage happen tomorrow, because what happened initially when the city filed the lawsuit against us in 2013 was the local paper in Manchester ran a story about it, the union leader, and that was what the other media saw. So, you know, a lot of media is kind of monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah, they are.
And so when the other mainstream sources saw the union leader story, they picked it up and ran with it, and then it exploded into this international story. I'm not expecting the same level of coverage out of the court decision as I...
The court decision was relatively good. They affirmed freedom of speech here.
They sure did.
Reaffirming freedom of speech is not news. Attacking freedom of speech by a governmental organization is.
Sure. Well, I mean, the news here is that the city of Keene basically lost this lawsuit, and there's only one thing that got remanded back to the Superior Court. So when the Supreme...
It's like a unqualified seven-eighths win.
I mean, it's almost across the board a total win. I would say, yeah, 7/8.
So explain the one thing.
So the one thing is and it's basically an issue of law. And that's usually what you're asking about when you go to appeal to the Supreme Court. So the Supreme Court answers questions on law. They're trying to determine whether or not the lower court made an error of law in their judgments. And so they backed up the lower court's decision on almost everything. And the one thing that they didn't back it up on was... I'm pulling up my article here over at freekeen.com. Essentially, the essence of it was that the city had been claiming they wanted this injunction. At the same time, they were also claiming tortious interference with their business of screwing people over for tickets in downtown Keene and a conspiracy on our part to commit that tortious interference. So the court backed up the dismissal of the tortious interference and the conspiracy. But what they said was that the lower court made an error of law when it went ahead and also kicked out the injunction because it kicked out the other things. Essentially, the lower court rejected the city's arguments on tortious interference and conspiracy, and so the lower court also said, well, since I've rejected the case on these matters, I'm also rejecting your injunction. The Supreme Court basically said, you need to look at the injunction on its own merits, and so it sent that back to the lower court. So the lower court...
So it doesn't actually say how they have to rule on the injunction to keep people a buffer zone, a moving buffer zone down the street.
And that buffer zone has been ruled... Buffer zones like that have been ruled unconstitutional in other cases. Yeah. So, I mean, it's almost a done deal at this point. Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free to join us here and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. Big day for the Robin Hooders of Keene, New Hampshire. the activists who have been for years saving people from getting parking tickets in downtown Keene. The local government bureaucrats, however, have been saying that we've been threatening, harassing, and intimidating their employees. And that apparently, those claims did not faze the Supreme Court, who basically came back and affirmed the lower court's ruling that the Robin Hooders are acting completely legally and it's, you know, we're, our actions are protected by the First Amendment, so on and so forth. We can continue that discussion here in moments, but I have a new wallet from ID Stronghold. It will protect me from electronic pickpocketing, and you can have one of these things as well. Electronic pickpocketing is where a thief has a scanner, and they use that to read the data on the RFID chips that may exist in your credit and debit cards. The thief can then use that information to charge your cards, possibly even compromise your identity. So thanks to ID Stronghold, there's an easy way to prevent electronic pickpocketing from happening to you. They've been making products to block electronic pickpocketing since 2005, and some of ID Stronghold's most loyal customers are military personnel that place a high value on personal security. Now, you can also have that same protection in the form of great leather RFID blocking wallets made by ID Stronghold. So all you need to do is switch your wallet for a quality leather wallet from ID Stronghold with built-in protection against electronic pickpocketing. Visit idstronghold.com. You can see their huge selection of his and hers wallets there. That's idstronghold.com, and tell them Ian Freeman sent you. We can talk more about the case here in the Robin Hood controversy in Keene, New Hampshire, that has become an international headline over the last couple of years. Let's go first, though, to Jimmy in Texas, because you can bring up anything you want. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Conan and Mark.
Hey, thanks, guys, for taking my call.
Jimmy, go ahead, sir.
I've been trying to reach Alex Jones with no luck. But I'm really
concerned. Well, we'd love to be the second best.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really concerned by what the government's been up to, and I'll tell you why. I've been in Texas for the most part since 2011 in hiding. My end game is to leave the United States.
Not that far if you're in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm thinking like Costa Rica. My passport's also been denied by the State Department. I found out recently.
Okay.
I belong to Fathers for Justice.
National
non-for-profit organization, also FACE in New Jersey, which is Fathers and Children's Equality. And we advocated for children's rights, fathers' rights, got people to sign petitions.
That doesn't sound like any good reason to take your passport and get rid of it.
Well, we organized court watching and had people testify against judges, family court judges, during their tenure hearings. And I was the lead organizer for demonstrations in front of the family court buildings in Gloucester County, New Jersey. Back in 2009, this started. The ACLU got involved, sending a demand letter to the sheriffs to stop threatening, harassing, and intimidating protesters and myself, to return video equipment. They claimed I was a threat to national security because I was filming the family court facility in the protest.
Hmm.
The county agreed.
They hate it when you record their buildings.
Yeah,
and all the buildings do is just sit there. So I'm not sure why it's so offensive, but they hate it.
Well, the county escalated things. They escalated things to the event of the state police, and I was pulled from a court hearing and told that they can determine my future under the Patriot Act and that I better find a new career.
Oh, wow.
Long story short, I stopped protesting at that point because I got to change the venue and everything went my way. When I brought paperwork back to the court, they refused to stamp my paperwork and give me a court date, so I resumed my protesting. 3 days before my next protest in August of 2010, and if you Googled my name, James O'Brien, Fathers' Rights Activist, there's articles written about me, like chapter mm-hmm. 1-5. They asked me if I would hold off the protest scheduled for Monday. This was on a Friday.
Who was asking you this?
It was a Detective Kazer with the New Jersey State Police, who is also the Judicial Protection Unit, Homeland Security, Counterterrorism Unit. That was his long title.
Wow. And he wants you to not protest because why?
Well, he's assigned to the very judge that I was protesting against, Colleen Mayer, family court judge. When I refused to call off the protest, they literally took me without a warrant, without charges pending. They took me to Underwood Memorial Hospital in Woodbury, Gloucester County, where I was forcibly drugged. interrogated, held for 28 days like enemy of the state. They forcibly took blood without a warrant or charges pending. They gave me such a heavy dose of drugs that they put me into a cardiac arrest. And when I was revived and brought back, they said, "We didn't have to bring you back. Now you get the point about protesting." After getting out of their confines through overwhelming public support, I spent a year in hiding where, again, they tried to take me. I was put on a train.
So then would you say that trying to hide out did actually not do anything to help you? I mean, I've always sort of argued that if they're going to come after you, it's better if you're sort of out as a public persona so people can know something has happened to you, whereas if you're out, you know, in the woods hiding, no one will ever know when they come for you, right?
Well, I was living in Winslow Township. What I mean by hiding out is I was off the grid. I had my mail forwarded to my aunt's house, who's a professor of English in college at Rowan University.
But they were somehow able to find you anyway?
They tracked down through the change of address. They went to her house. They broke county lines. Gloucester County went to, I believe it's Salem County, and demanded to search her house for me. They wanted to know my whereabouts, things of that nature. And,
yeah, this seems at the very least a good reason to leave New Jersey, but now you're in Texas, and you're looking to leave all of the United States. Is that right?
Pretty much, yeah.
I can't say I blame you. I mean, I really can't say. It sounds like an absolute ordeal, and I want to thank you, Jimmy, for the call. Good luck out there. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. There's so many horror stories about people and being threatened by the government people, the state. It's scary out there.
Many people are the numbers of people who are giving up their U.S. citizenship. We don't know who's leaving the United States, because you could just sort of leave. But if you're giving up your citizenship, it's a much bigger commitment. But that's
a process. You've got to go through a bureaucratic rigmarole to do that. To
sign all kinds of pieces of paper, be in a foreign country, all these things. But in order to give up your citizenship, you're paying taxes and these kind of things. But the number of people that are doing that is significant, like multiple times than what was going on just a few years ago.
Yes.
And that speaks volumes. I've heard lots of people from sort of like Europe. Every time, we have a Facebook page that gets, in some cases, millions of post views. And I'll see people posting from like Europe and things like that. And like, what the heck is going on over there? I can't believe your government. And I think that this might be it, right? Like, I don't know what the throes
the of... The end of the U.S. state as we know it, you mean?
The throes of empire, I don't know what they look like, but maybe this is it. I have no clue.
When I speak to... there was a German who was here a couple weeks ago, and he was visiting, trying to make the decision whether he would be interested in the Free State Project. And he says he's just overwhelmed at the amount of police driving around. He says there's nothing like that
in New Hampshire.
So, he's been visiting New Hampshire.
I see. Wow, because up here there's hardly any cops compared to Florida. I mean, I remember when I went back down to Florida after 6 years of living here, I was shocked at how many cops there were. It was almost like I'm not exaggerating. It seemed like every intersection I was seeing at least one cop sitting at the intersection. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-3733. We got more on the way about the Robin Hooder case and plenty for you to talk about as well.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us and bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, are we going to talk about the hipsters, Conan? Was that something?
It's a long article.
Is it?
Okay. I need to go through it first. But he said the new hipsters, because he doesn't want to be a part of it, they're called yuckies or yukies or something like that.
I got to know more about this.
Well, maybe I'll read it in the break.
All right. So our toll-free number is 855-453. The Robin Hooders have been pretty much totally vindicated. Not quite. There's one minor little legal issue that needs to be hammered out by the local Superior Court. The Supreme Court has remanded that detail back to them. But otherwise, they pretty much have backed the heroic activists who have for years here in Keene, New Hampshire. For years, they've been saving people from getting parking tickets. And that's really what Robin Hooding is all about. There are some people who believe that it's about harassing government bureaucrats. And in my opinion, that doesn't happen. Sometimes some of the Robin Hooders have told the government bureaucrats, the parking enforcers, things like, I don't like what you're doing. You're threatening people. It's not nice to threaten people for a living. You know, saying things from like a moral perspective against what it is that they do for a living. And, you know, please don't threaten those people. Hey, don't steal that lady's car. That's not nice. You know, saying things like that.
Ultimately, that's what happens with a parking ticket, right?
That's right.
I mean, a parking ticket, I don't care what it costs. In the case of the city of Keene, it's $5. No big deal at all. But it's a threat because they will impound your car over it. And if you don't pay them, they'll charge you for an impound fee. Ultimately, that's what it is.
Yeah, and so when you point out to somebody that they're engaging in a criminal act for their job, And they don't think of it that way. To them, it's just, oh, I've been hired to walk around and print out these tickets and put them on people's cars. You know, for them, that's just a job. But from our perspective, those who love liberty, we can see it for what it really is. They're essentially threatening people on a regular basis with violence, with the stealing of their vehicle. And they're threatening those people in order to extract money from them. It's extortion through and through. And when you say things like that to a human being, it could be very uncomfortable to hear those words, right? Because
you might just quit your job, like one of them did.
Yeah.
Like that.
And they've never hired a replacement. I've heard they're looking right now. So if you're looking for work, you can apply as a parking employee.
Well, they've got five people in the budget, and we only see two of them walking around downtown,
right.
And there's one that is behind the glass. So who are these other two guys?
One of them is the parking czar, as he is called.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, I don't know who the...
Yeah. He doesn't do anything that I can tell of note.
He's buddies with city manager Job McClain. And a lot of people are against this, by the way, here in the area. Even the people who are pro government, they want this guy to lose his job because he's making another hundred something.
Is he making that much?
Oh, sure. He's making,
I don't know what his paycheck is, but it's, you know, it's nothing cheap, and he's already collecting retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So he's one of these double dipping bureaucrats that you might have heard about.
Now, I tend to look at this situation a little differently than you do. You're claiming that it's extortion and these sorts of things. And if you own a parking lot, right, and mm-hmm. your rule is that people can park there for a certain amount of money for a certain amount of time, and then they go over that amount of time, then they owe you $5. And if they don't pay you the $5, you can hold on to their vehicle until they pay you. That would be completely appropriate, right?
To me, it would most definitely be appropriate.
Now, that way people know what the rules are when they park there, and generally that's the case.
The same thing if it was my front lawn, where maybe there's a sporting event, and I actually rent out spaces of my lawn for people to park there, you know, for the weekend, you know, $10 for the entire weekend or something like that. And if they didn't come back and get their car or they refused to pay me, then how do I take care of business?
Right.
Now, generally, a private lot isn't going to... I mean, there's different rules out there, but I've had experiences where I've just been warned by the private lot owner, like, hey, if you come back here and you do this again...
You go to New York City, where you and I will be going in a couple of days, and you park that car there, and
you'll get towed,
I'm not going to pay the fees that you want me to pay to park here.
Right.
You're going to have a bad time getting your vehicle back.
But the city doesn't own
things
legitimately.
But you need to understand that most of Americans, or a good percentage of Americans, live places where people pay money to park.
Oh, yeah.
I get that, you know, when you're talking about parking enforcement too. A shopping district is really disastrous that you leave the parking to the city. And this is the point I'm trying to make. So the city themselves is an organization that will say, we're just trying to control parking here. We're trying to allocate the spaces properly, and this is the way we're going about doing
it. They claim the businesses want them there.
Right. But
there are some businesses who do want them there. And you know what? They don't have to pay for snow removal. They don't have to pay to mow that grass out in front of their business. So, it's welfare for the business owners.
However, there are many businesses owners who do not want them there. There were over 30 of them who signed a petition against proposed increases in the parking rates.
Because it hurts their business.
Yeah,
people don't want to park
know
there.
It.
Well, I've definitely not gone to breakfast in places on Main Street because
you'd have to pay to park.
I didn't have the change to park, so I went someplace that had parking. Places on Main Street have to deal with that. But the real issue here is that when you're talking about people giving up, you know, having to park, pay to park, is the city's talking about they're allocating these spots, but they'll give you a ticket even if spaces are empty on either side.
Yeah, that's
so
the real.
This is the
proof.
Philanthropic aspect of this is bullcrap, and I hate being lied to. I don't want an organization that takes my money by force, has these spaces, they won't give them to, you know, the free market to allocate, and then says, we're doing it for your own good. We're saving you. No, please stop lying to me.
Yeah,
pretty please.
That's a great point. And I know James Cleveland has made that point when he's been interviewed about this subject. And I think it's one of the strongest ones is that most of the time, if we're not talking about peak hours, like noon, when a bunch of people are downtown,
like 5:30 for dinner.
Well, they're shut down at 5:30 here. But
no, 6 o'clock.
No, it's five. It's five, I think, actually, is when they're done. 5 or 5:30.
I believe it's five.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, parking is a disaster.
But
then they should extend it because parking is a disaster.
Don't talk them into that.
O'clock.
They want to extend it.
They want to extend it like 7 or something.
Yeah, they want to extend it to 7 or 8, depending on what they can get away with. But they haven't been successful at those proposals. The people of Keene have pushed back against this. They do not want the expansion. They do not want the greater price on the meters. place. But the point that you're making that James, I think, is really great at making is he's actually gone and he's looked at the statistics and he's seen that, you know, and he's gone down there and looked at different parts of the day. And there are certain times of the day where there's always open spaces. There's no shortage of open spaces.
Right. So
and
why
so
are they allocating
enforce it?
Why are they allocating parking enforcers to that time frame? Is the question that I would have to ask. And the thing is they have too many people employed in parking. And I want to know, as a citizen of Keene, I am not one. Thank God, I would not live in the socialist hellhole.
You work here
I moved out
here.
Of here. Well, what do you want me to do? You want me to move back so I can have one inconsequential vote
that, but you
for these morons
that
don't listen?
Still have to deal with
it. Yeah, but who cares? I have nothing I can do with it. My point that it's a socialist hellhole is not mitigated by what you have to say.
I'm not saying it's not a socialist place. I mean, it's definitely one of the worst places.
I do not live in
Keene,
but if I am a citizen of Keene, and I am not, thank God, is my point. But if I were one, how would I go about getting my voice heard on having parking changed in Keene? Because here's what I think should be done. I think that they should have one parking enforcer and that they should be allocated at peak parking times to actually decide, you know, to look at who's parking the wrong way and, you know, move traffic around and really use their power to incentivize good parking. They're not doing that. They're never going to do that because of the government.
Here's how you do it. You submit a letter to the city council.
Yes, but you know they're not going to listen. They have never listened.
Probably not.
You guys have given all kinds of letters to the city
council.
You
have a better chance than I do, though. Right?
Like, I don't live here.
I already pointed out, you work here, you shop here. Anybody that spends time in Keene, New Hampshire has a valid opinion about the parking situation here. And people tell me this when I'm on the street collecting petition signatures, like, you know, explaining to people, hey, they're looking to double the parking rates here.
Bother me. I don't live here.
They'll say, like, well, I don't live here. They won't necessarily say it doesn't bother me. They'll say, oh, I don't live here. I say, well, that's okay. You're here, right? You're shopping. So you should have an opinion about this because if people who don't live here don't want to come here to shop, Keene will die. I mean, this is the sort of the central place of the, you
they
know,
got
the
me
Southwestern.
On the hook, but I understand. The point you're making, it doesn't. The fact is that I don't want to write a useless letter to these bureaucrats.
Right, well, you asked me what you could do, right?
And I asked you what I should do, and you know that it would be pointless, right?
It may not be pointless.
The
They might actually hear it. They have had hearings, and then they'll probably reject it. So, I mean, it is politics.
They're not going to do anything that makes sense, especially now that they've had the
Robin
Hood
campaign for James Cleveland. You could campaign, hit the streets.
I'm running this year.
Door to door. Campaign for Conan, 855-450-FREE. We got more Free Talk Live coming up.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Are back with more Free Talk Live. You can join us here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got a lot of features on our website, and we give them to you, so please enjoy. And when you're getting online, whether it's via your smartphone or laptop at work or perhaps your desktop computer at home, you need to protect yourself because there are people out there, including your own internet service provider, who would love to know what you're doing online. There's also criminals that might be sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets as well. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL to grab ProXPN's free software for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux, and get connected. And once you get connected to ProXPN, your internet connection is then encrypted. So your ISP no longer has any idea what you're doing on their internet connection. ProXPN is a very handy tool. Plus, when you go with their premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent, as well as get past regionally blocked websites. And ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits, unlike your current internet service provider, which probably is keeping those records and can be storing them for several years in some cases. So you go to proxpn.com/FTL. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And when you use our promo code FTL50, that's FTL like Free Talk Live and the number 50, you will save 50% off of the regular monthly price when you buy an annual account with that code. That's code FTL50. And that, by the way, that discount is good for the lifetime of the account. It's about $5 a month is what it breaks down to, no matter which premium account you go with. So use FTL50 as your code at proxpn.com/FTL. We got Ian Conan and Mark here in the studio, and we've been talking about the Supreme Court ruling, which has been very lengthy in its coming. It was in September of last year when the court heard the case. They finally have ruled, as I had hoped for, in the favor of freedom of speech. Because had they ruled against the Robin Hooders, had, you know, the case been overturned, well, it wouldn't have been over. It would have just gone back to the Superior Court for a full hearing, because there actually never really was a trial. Let me take you back just a moment here. The Robin Hooders are the people who've been filling meters in Keene, parking meters, saving people from getting parking tickets. The city of Keene sued us in 2013 to try to stop us from doing this by placing an injunction on us, which was never granted to them. They wanted it, but they never got it. That would bar our, you know, basically create a 50-foot radius around each parking enforcer, protecting them from being talked to or being near or being video recorded within that 50-foot radius. by the Robin Hooders.
The city of Keene was denied all their requests because the requests were ludicrous under the Constitution. These the New Hampshire Supreme Court has upheld the defeat of Keene on all of the city of Keene on all of these points except for one, saying that you denied them, you rightfully denied them, but you denied them for the wrong reason, essentially.
Well, the court did not make a decision about the issue of the injunction. So the court did not issue an opinion on whether or not the proposed injunction would be or would not be constitutional. But there are other courts who have made it pretty clear that these buffer zones are unconstitutional. I believe that that had been taken to the Supreme Court. I don't remember the case name, but it's a classic case at the Supreme Court about abortion clinics where they wanted to do a similar
thing. Buffer zones are relatively common thing requests for the abortion clinics, and no, apparently you can't.
Yeah.
Make a buffer zone
fixed, or and especially not floating zone.
This is really ridiculous. Is a buffer zone around a walking parking enforcer?
Yeah.
So
it would make it so if I was downtown and this person was the original proposal was 50 feet. So if I was across the street, I might actually get bumped. You know, have to leave basically if I wasn't even anywhere near the person in question.
Well, once you're inside that zone, you're breaking the law.
Right. And if I'm sitting in a restaurant and the parking enforcer walks by, then basically I can't be downtown.
If you were hanging out by a light post, listening to your radio, and a parking enforcer came up behind you, you would be breaking the law. Came up behind
That's
you
correct.
With a police officer, they threw cuffs on you and took you away. You would be rightfully incarcerated. This is a ludicrous request by an organization that is grasping at straws, that has paid the very best lawyers in the state to come up with the very best thing they can come up with, and all they have is laughable nonsense.
So now this is true. How do these universities get away with setting up their free speech zones, their little protest zones?
I ignored that when I was on the university campus here. There's the Keene State College, and there was an event where Joe Biden actually came to town a couple of years ago. It was actually during the 2012 campaign season. Mm-hmm. He was pushing for Barack Obama's reelection, and they had one of those free speech zones, and they kept inviting us to go over there into that zone, but I just refused the invitation, and they never did anything to me about it. So that may be one of those things where
It is unconstitutional. It's just something they're trying, and maybe they'll get people to go stand in it up.
Well, right. I think that's what it is. It's just one of those bluffs, essentially, where, you know, a man in a suit or a hat tells people, hey, kid, you need to go over there. That's the free speech zone. And then, of course, people are so trained to be obedient that they will just say, oh, the authority says I should go over there. And so then they, you know, without thinking, will just do as they're told. But when you're around a bunch of liberty activists here in the Keene area who are used to saying no when they're told to go and do something, well, then you get to find out what's real and what's not, right? Like, because if you say no and they don't do anything, well, you called their bluff. If you say no and then the police show up and say, you got to get off this campus, then it's time to leave, because otherwise you'll get arrested for trespass.
Right.
And of course, we were there at that very same campus a few weeks back when Maggie Hassan was there, the governor here in New Hampshire, and we peppered her with tough questions for 5 minutes straight.
Did they have a similar zone set up that day?
Not that I saw, no. But nonetheless, you know, we were able to get away with a significant amount of badgering, if you will, haranguing her.
And now, where was Bernie Sanders at? Was he on campus, or was that somewhere else?
Oh, no, he was actually at the what's called the Rec Center here in Keene. And there's actually an article about Bernie Sanders. I don't know if y'all saw this, but our very own Derek J. Freeman got covered in Bloomberg. Now, Bloomberg's a fairly big publication here. So if you want to learn more about the Robin Hood thing, please go to freekeen.com. There was a story earlier today that Daryl posted bright and early. He got this thing. He was refreshing the Supreme Court's website. We knew it was going to come. We'd gotten the notice yesterday that this was going to be released today, and apparently they generally release things in the early morning, like right after they open for business. And so he was refreshing over and over again, and he had actually sort of pre-written up an article and then, you know, tweaked it and put it out. So he scooped the rest of the media on this, which is always fun when that happens. And I have since written up more of an Englishy article that kind of explains in without as much legalese what actually transpired. So there's kind of two types of articles there. Both of them do have the full 12-page decision. So if you would like to read the full legalese, you're welcome to do that. Freekeen.com. So you want to know more about Bernie Sanders? Well, here's the perspective from the reporter over at Bloomberg, David Weigel, or Weagle. I'm not sure how it's pronounced, but we've actually had this guy in Keene before, which is interesting. So this is almost a follow-up piece for him. He wrote back in 2011 for Slate about the liberty activists here in Keene. They approached the entrance to the Bernie Sanders speech, and the libertarians were waiting. On Saturday afternoon, before 750 or so liberal voters could hear the Vermont senator and Democratic presidential candidate at a Keene, New Hampshire rec center, smiling members of the Shire Society handed them flyers. And he links to the Shire Society, which is cool.
Outstanding.
At ShireSociety.com. Something to read while you wait, chirruped local libertarian activist Derek J. Freeman as he grabbed another flyer from his stack. Quote, I just think anyone could be interested in the ideas of liberty, unquote. And, of course, Derek J. and I were handing out these Philosophy of Liberty flyers, which are essentially a boiled-down version of the video. If you've ever seen the Philosophy of Liberty animated video on YouTube, it's fantastic. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. You know, on the list of things that I would say are some of the best intro to liberty media that's out there, I think the Philosophy of Liberty animation is one of the best. It's one of the things that I think of first when I think of, you know, because people don't want to read a book. I mean, most people don't. If you know somebody who's interested in learning more about your liberty-oriented beliefs and they actually do want to read a book, well, there are plenty of books out there. But there aren't that many really solid, short YouTube videos that you can point somebody to really lay out the ideas that power, you know, this radio program or Black Sheep Rising. I mean, Black Sheep Rising is a great show, but you got to sit down for a couple hours and watch that. And this is 8 minutes long.
Yeah.
And so what we did was we took the text of that video, and this was several years ago that we did this now, took the text from the video, wrote it all down, and then just cut it. We cut whatever we could out of it to simplify it as much as possible, and just really boiled it down into something that could fit on an 8.5 by 11 front and back side sheet of paper
in trifold
format. So that's what we were handing out to people at this particular Bernie Sanders event. He wasn't baiting liberals or trolling them. He was being serious. Freeman wore a cat t-shirt and chatted about his documentary, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. And yes, there's a link to that as well, which is awesome. With people who did not mind the conversation and often agreed. Plenty were familiar with the Free Keene movement of libertarians, anarchists, and voluntarists who made the news whenever they made a mockery of the police. So just because someone was attending the Bernie Sanders speech didn't necessarily mean they were completely on Bernie Sanders' side.
I think you can say this about Bernie Sanders, is he has an aura of sort of genuineness about him.
That's true, and people are saying that about him in this article. We'll come back with more. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
The Atlas Society's Atlas Summit is just around the corner, June 18th through the 21st, right before Porkfest in Nashua, New Hampshire. Connect, grow, have fun with longtime objectivists and people just learning Ayn Rand's philosophy. There are discounts for students, locals, and one-day rates at atlassociety.org. The event is jam-packed with speakers. Come and be a part of the most important objectivist event of the year, the Atlas Summit, June 18th through the 21st, Nashua, New Hampshire, atlassociety.org. 20% off with coupon code FTL, atlassociety.org.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.